the Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre and Ethiopia. This man was born there. Amen. You know how it goes. You know, LL was born near Mammoth Springs, Arkansas. Back home, they still call me Junior. Every once in a while, you run into somebody that calls me Brother Junior. That's because they've been down there. Amen. And everybody still calls me that because Leonard Lee was my dad's name also. Amen. Ah, yes, such and such a man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people. Amen. That this man was born there. Selah, you believe God knows everything about us? He knows right where we were born. He knows where we came from. He knows what you've been through. Amen. He might have had a hint of what you was going to go through in the future. Huh? Amen. How many believe the spirit of prophecy is still a very important part of the Bible and the doctrine of God? Amen. Listen to this. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. Hey, we got them tonight. Amen. We're practicing up for a bigger band. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And all my springs are in thee. Amen. All my springs are in thee. I like to talk for a brief moment about all my springs. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. I might just kind of wrench this, you know, from its context a little bit and twist it all around, amen, and talk about all my springs. Amen. And I don't think it would do any damage, Sister Alexander, amen, to say I was born in the spring. Amen. And you know, high on a dry hill in Arkansas without any road up to it, the doctor had to park his car down to the foot of the hill and walk a mile up an Arkansas mountainside. Amen. Through the woods. To that little one-room log cabin with two windows and one door. Amen. That's where I was born. I ran up on it, Dale, when I was deer hunting about 40 years ago. Amen. And I wish I'd have got my camera then and went back and took a picture of it. Because my dad caught up with me up there and he said, you know what this is? And I said, no. He said, this is where you was born. And there it was, still intact. Amen. Clapboard shingles on the roof. The old one-room log cabin with about everything, amen, gone out of it as far as the chinking and the in-between the logs was concerned. And amen, the wind was blowing through. That's where I was born, but I never did. And a fire came through and burned it up a little bit later. I never did get a picture of it. Praise God. It don't matter, amen, where you were born. It don't matter when you was born. Amen. It's when you are born again. That's what really counts. Amen. In July 1948, I got saved. Right after the Jews were declared a nation in 1948 in May, praise God, they told me that the Lord was coming soon, and that was one of the signs, and I got saved. I made my declaration of independence from the devil. Praise God. Ew, I knelt at the gospel statue of liberty, that old rugged cross. Hallelujah. Amen. And I got set free. Amen. In March 1951, amen, Sister Jackson said, you just well to get started one time as another. And Gerald was standing there and said, y'all just well to start one time as another. And so we set the date. We would go to Salem, Arkansas and preach. Second week of March 1951, amen, and we would... amen. Right in the back end of a 40 Chevrolet pickup truck. Amen. Already several years old, but that was the way they bought them back then, you know. Poor folks bought them 10 years old. Amen. My dad bought a 33 Chevy in 1943 for $150, 10 years old. Amen. Of course, $150 then was like $1,500 or more now. Amen. It was big money back then, almost impossible to get a hold of $150. Amen. You could buy a farm with a house and a barn with a hay fork in it. Amen. And all the cultivatable land fenced in for $5,000. Amen. But who had $5,000? Amen. Glory to God. I started preaching in the spring of 1951. Hey, amen. I want you to know that I've had 51 springs living for God. All my springs for 51 years have been in God. I drove down the road and I watched the flowers bloom this week. The dogwoods popped out profusely. The apples blossomed. The red buds, amen, just went full blast. Amen, the flowers are blooming. The sun is shining. And that old fire, that old feeling came back. Amen, when I started in the springtime, praise God. Hey, all my springs have been in God. Amen, and I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I had a lot of heartache, had a lot of grief and woe. When I would stumble, then I would humble down. And then I would say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow, though the devil tempt me and he tried to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, worldly fame ever could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Hell, nothing in the world will ever take a place of God's love. All the silver and gold couldn't buy one touch from above. Oh, when my soul needs healing, I begin to feel His power. Yeah, it's then I could say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Help me. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Hey, look, the tippy and he tried to turn me around. He's all but everything. It's got a name. Well, Bible, worldly fame, if I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Man, I've traveled across this country. Praise God. And man, have I ever sowed the seeds. Keep playing in the background. Amen. Yeah, I've sowed so many seeds. Amen, that there ain't very many can duplicate it. I've traveled over 2 million miles, Randy Coffey. All my miles in Jesus. Woo! Amen. Oh, yes. All my trials, I made the hurdle in Jesus. Amen. After Brother Gerald Green and I preached that day in Salem, Arkansas. Salem is the place where Salem Knob dominates the north border of Salem, Arkansas. If you ever drive across Highway 19, you'll see the Knob afar off. Got a big fire tower up there at the top. We drove up the road many times around that big hill. You can see it 20 miles away if you get in the right spot. Salem Knob. Me and Brother Gerald, we decided that afternoon we'd climb old Salem Knob. So we started right up the side of it. Stopped to rest a time or two. Climbed all the way to the top, Jamie. Amen. And then climbed the tower. Hallelujah. Woo! I didn't know what kind of future I'd have. I didn't know what all the tomorrows would hold. But since then, we've climbed a whole lot of mountains, Dale. Amen. And a bunch of them was taller than old Salem Knob. But I can tell you, I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Yeah, we stumble over the rocks of Salem Knob. We made it to the top. Few times I've traveled in the Holy Land. Amen. About 6 times. Someday I'll go one more time, maybe just to make 7. God's perfect number. Amen. I'll go at least one more time when I come back with Jesus. Oh, yes. He come back on that white horse. Maybe he'll give me one. The Lone Ranger had silver. Amen. Maybe he'll give LL a white stallion. Praise God. Ride out with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. If I'll ever traverse the Holy Land again in this life, I'll come back with him when he lights on the Mount of Olives, pulls up that heavenly steed. Ew, fire flies from his feet as he lights over that stallion. Amen. The mountain cleaves in sunder to the north and to the south. Amen. Hallelujah. And a great plain, amen, spreads out across that area. And the river starts running out where Jerusalem, amen, is going to be situated. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. Every one of our guides, when we got to old Mount Tabor, he said, "This is the Mount of Transfiguration." I said, "That ain't much bigger than Salem Knob. I don't believe that's a Mount of Transfiguration." It was. Things just looked smaller over there. Amen. But after I'd been there 6 times and got closer to 60 years old, I thought Mount Hermon's bound to be the Mount of Transfiguration. That's only one tall enough. But I decided that Mount Tabor was plenty tall after I got past 55. It's all I'd want to climb. Amen. Woo! What mountains we've climbed. What hills we've traversed. What hairpin curves. Amen. What dangers and perils we've faced. Hey! But I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Hallelujah. There's nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. All the silver and gold could never buy a touch from above. Oh, when my soul needs healing, I begin to feel His power. Oh, and I could say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil's in me any time to turn me around. He's off on everything that's got a name. Well, Father, worldly fame is a good still. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Now, not only have I been preaching 48 years, I've seen 48 years of harvest. Man, I've seen harvest time right in the dead of winter. You remember me telling you about that revival I held where people wasn't praying? And I dreamed I saw that door to close, and I heard a voice from out of the night saying, when the master of the house has risen and shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without. Well, I went and I preached that. People broke loose and started getting saved. In the dead of winter, those men went down the creek and broke us a place in the ice to have a baptizing. I mean ice, 2-3 inches thick. Amen. And I waded out in that creek with 7 souls following me after I'd had that dream. Brother Lucas, that's harvest time in the dead of winter. Woo! That's like reaching back, amen, in the deep freeze and getting a sack of roast mirrors. But it's not even roast mirror time. I didn't think they broke enough ice off. It wasn't quite deep enough, I thought. So I reached out and I was going to break some more ice off. You know what? I couldn't break it. Amen. And the colder I stood there, the longer I got. Amen. And so, amen, I decided, amen, it was time, amen, to start baptizing. Amen. And so, standing there in that ice cold water, I baptized those 7 souls. Amen. In the dead of winter. Hey, harvest time in the dead of winter. Amen. 48 years of harvest time for God. 48 years of seeing people get saved. Amen. Hallelujah. People talk about what a good service they had. And we've had so many good services. Every one of them's been good for well over a year now. Amen. Multiple altar calls at any and all times in the service. A move of God. Well, in order to get to preach, you got to jump the gun on everybody and preach before everything else, like I'm doing tonight. Because after a while, amen, Kevin's liable to take another spell running. Amen, and Ronnie is liable to take off after him. Amen, and ain't no telling how many more these long-legged, fleet-footed boys, amen, liable to take off. Amen, the first thing you know, that'll be it. Woo! I tell you, better run while you can. Run before you get stole up. Run, praise God, while you can kick. Run, praise God, while you can get your breath. Woo! Amen. We've seen 48 years of harvest. We've seen a solid year of harvest. Until if you wasn't here a year ago and you suddenly came in, amen, and saw Brother Ray and Brother Rob and Brother Tom and Brother, amen, Brock, and amen, a whole bunch sitting up here in the amen corner, and a whole bunch more over here in the a women corner. Amen. If you hadn't been here for a year, you wouldn't know what in the world, who's all these people at the highway, new folks. Ooh, open your eyes. Man, open your eyes. Just look what the Lord has done. 48 years of harvest. And this one's been one of the biggest of all. The last year. Woo! Hallelujah. 48 years of harvest time. 48 years of reaping. 48 years of blessing. 48 years of victory, 48 years of deliverance, 48 years, hallelujah, I didn't take nothing from a journey now. What a life, what a life, what a life to live it for God. Do you look back down the road and say, all my springs are in thee, all my harvest are in thee, all my statues of liberty are at Calvary, hallelujah. What a— amen. Hey, some of you here tonight that you once shouted the victory. You once sang the victory song. And all you need is a tune-up and an oil change that Brother Lucas was talking about a while ago. You just need some fresh oil. Woo! I've seen a whole bunch of you grow up. I mean, from knee high. Amen. I knew a bunch of you when you was born. When you didn't remember me, I remember you. God has wrought mighty things among us. But sometimes in your growing up, you grew away from God. You walked away from deliverance. You don't want to miss this life. You don't want to miss these springs. You don't want to miss these harvests. You don't want to miss these joys. You don't want to miss seeing your children grow up in church. Man, what miles we've traveled. Amen. Biggest U-Haul they could get. Cab over space. And pull in another one behind it, a U-Haul trailer. We'd packed all our stuff in that thing that we could get in it. In 1976. To come to the highway of the holiness. Amen. Summertime. Woo. Amen. My daughter, a little red-headed teenager, drove that little yellow Vega wagon right behind me all the way. She stayed so close to me, I said, Kim, pull back a little bit. I said, you stand so close to me, I can't even see you in the rearview mirror. I don't even know if you're back there or not. Amen. She was hugging my bumper, Dale. That old red-headed shock of hair hurting that little old yellow Vega toward the highway of holiness. She didn't know it. Amen. But she's driving to her own wedding. Just about a year after settling down here in this field, the biggest front yard in Hamilton, praise God. Oh! We had a big wedding at the highway. She became Mrs. James Setzer. James Allen Setzer. And they started pastoring the Abundant Life Tabernacle. Hallelujah. Jeff didn't question. He gave up his job. Good job. Headed out with his mom, he drove the truck. Loaded down with the rest of our stuff. They stopped in Granite City on the way here. Jeff gave it all up in Kansas City. He started that company. Good job. Amen. To work for $3 an hour for Bill Korn for years. And go to night school at Sinclair. His friend said, Jeff, you get married, you need a good job. And he said, I've got a job. Because it's not how much money you make, it's how well you take care of it and what you do with it. Amen. Well, to make a long story short, Jeff's doing all right financially. Amen. He's even doing better than his old man. Woo, glory to God. Hey, do you regret Jeff leaving it all behind? Amen. And following your mom in that pickup truck, that blue Chevrolet. Amen. To Hamilton, Ohio. Oh, Jeff could probably say, home and wife and four boys later, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Huh? Give up all for God. Don't hesitate to leave it all behind. Hallelujah. All our springs are in Him anyway. And He can make them come out of the desert. He can cause water to come out of the bleak mountainside. He can feed 3 million Israelites. Amen. With manna every day. He can rain quails on them until they're 3 foot deep. Amen. And eat quails for months. Hallelujah. Hey, He can water the whole bunch. Cattle, sheep, people, and all in the desert. Praise God. Water come running out of a rock. Amen. Don't hesitate to follow Jesus. It's then you'll see the miracle. Ha ha ha. What a life. 48 years of harvest. 48 years preaching the gospel. Amen. I'll tell you, you don't miss another day of giving your best to God. You don't want to miss another day. I mean, you talk about the good things, we've seen them. Amen. Hey, I haven't changed wives. Amen. In over 43 years. Hallelujah. I've lived longer on this hill than I've lived anywhere in my life. I've lived longer in that brick house up there we call a parsonage than anybody else ever lived in it. It's almost like home. Amen. Woo! Amen. You don't want to miss a day living for God. Praise God. Hey! Amen. In 23 years, I haven't had to change my phone number. Amen. Amen. insult anybody that has. Amen. But boy, I'm telling you, my mother-in-law kept the same phone number for years. Nowadays, folks getting so many messages, they got to change their phone number every 6 months. Amen. So their kids' enemies can't call them. Amen. So the people that they, amen, they've done wrong can't get a hold of them. Amen. The people they've milked and cheated can't get a hold of them. Hey, if you live just right, you can keep the same phone number for 25 years. Woo! Amen. Brother Setzer's had the same phone number as long as I've known him. About it. Amen. J.C. Fletcher, he got the same phone number he had years ago. I mean, 30 years ago, I nominated Gene Huff to preach our camp meeting, and somebody said, well, we need to call him. And I went straight to the phone and dialed 1-606-864-4995. Amen. And talked to him right then. Gene Huff's had the same phone number. Amen. For long as I've known him. Long as he's been in Kentucky, praise God. Hey, if you live right, you keep a good spirit, amen, you can get rid of all your enemies the right way. How you get rid of all your enemies? Love them to death. Amen. After a while, amen, all your enemies, I won't preach a whole message on how to kill your enemies. Love them to death. Pray for them, praise God. Amen. Pretty soon, they won't be your enemy no more, Luke. Pretty soon, hey, amen, there's a lot of folks that's my enemies back in the 1980s around here. Now they've publicly declared they want me to preach their funeral. You know why? Because I never did become their enemy. Amen. I love them just the same. Hey, I like my enemies. I got to have them. Amen. Love your enemies. Praise God. You'll get rid of your competition. Praise God. Brag on them. Amen. Hey, you want to get back at your enemies? Pray for them. Love them. Brag on them. Say good things about them. And the first thing you know, you will have destroyed your enemies because they will all become your friends. You know what? All across this country, I don't have one enemy, as far as I'm concerned. People that won't come to hear me preach, I go listen to them preach and back them. Amen. I go in their country, they won't even come hear me preach. They come in our country, I go hear them preach every night. I would. You'll still have enemies too. But you can get rid of all your enemies by loving them to death. Doing so much good to your enemies and bragging on them so much and, amen, looking for something good to say about your enemies. Amen. What a life this is. And tonight, this far down the road, I don't have one enemy in the world except the devil. Amen. Woo-wee. So-and-so done me wrong. That's a good chance to exercise a wonderful charismatic gift. Forgive them. You want the great big gift to do something great for God? Amen. Really stand out and take a big ego trip? Hey, let me get you in on a secret tonight. Forgive all your enemies right now. Exercise that gift right now. The word forgive means to give up resentment against. Give up resentment against everybody in this world right now. Corrie Ten Boom recognized that German soldier. Amen. That German soldier that executed so much torture upon her. And Betsy died in prison in the concentration camp. And here he stands in front of her and he says, Frau, in German, holding his hand out. In a fleeting moment, Corrie Ten Boom remembered. He was one of those guards that whipped him. He was one of those guards that caused him so much pain. Here's one of the reasons her sister died in the concentration camp. Frau, he's extending his hand. All of a sudden, Corrie ten Boom forgave him and clasped his hand and shook hands with him. You can get rid of all your enemies tonight. Forgive them. What a gift. The very thing we expect God to do for us, and all our failures and all our folly and all our shenanigans and all the things we pull, we expect God to forgive us. And we're glad that nobody else don't know it, especially the gossips. Hey, that's what God wants you to do for your enemies. Forgive them. Pray for them. And give up resentment against them. You can lay down tonight and wake up in the morning without an enemy in the world and just smile. They'll think you've lost your mind when you smile at them the next day. Family came driving down the road, and Havis said he knew that they'd been plotting against him and they'd been working against him. Amen. He knew what they'd been doing. Amen. But said, the Lord helped me to wave at them and smile. Amen. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Amen. You know, we've worked to build fellowship through the years. We've gone and gone and gone and traveled and traveled and traveled at our own expense to build up these camp meetings and these fellowships. You say, well, Brother Collins, I wonder if it just does any good. If you as evangelist on the field needing a place to preach so you can make the payment, you'd know what it means to have fellowship and to have a pastor with a good name backing you. You ain't got one revival. You stand up in the meeting and all you say is, blessed is the preacher that can preach, testify without preaching, and sit down. Say, I'm from the Highway of Holiness Church, and sit down where L. L. Collins pastor. Joey Height did that. Stood up and said, blessed is the preacher that can testify without preaching, sit down. Amen. And a pastor came around, shook hands with him, and said, I'd like to have you for revival, son. You got wisdom. Whew, hallelujah. Amen. Hey, amen. For years and years and years, we traveled for God. We've gone and gone and gone and gone. Bought gasoline on the credit, praise God. Lived on a shoestring, living by faith, and kept going for God by faith. Amazing thing, Brother Parker, I always drove a pretty new car. Fairly new car. I couldn't afford to drive one that broke down because I couldn't afford to fix it. I had more faith to make the payments than I did to drive an old car that I had to work on the road. So I drove a fairly new car. What a life. You don't want to miss this life for God. Amen. Suffer. I'm afraid I might have to do without. Do it. Do without. Go through that experience. Tell your grandchildren about it. 40 years down the road like I am, I lived by faith and lived on a shoestring and traveled across the country, amen, with no money. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Do it. You can tell your grandkids about it. Years to come, how God came along and put gas in the tank. How God laid on somebody's heart. And your $20 bill out the truck window. Amen. You could go a little farther. Praise God. What a life. What a life tonight to live it all for God.